Good morning.
Hi, good morning. May I speak to Serene?
Miss Serene speaking. Who's calling?
This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First here.
Hi, Monica. We tried to reach you yesterday.
Yes, I was out of the office.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Because I know I probably called you on the number you gave me yourself. Anywho, I wanted to talk to you about this $10.50 an hour.
We didn't offer her $10.50. We offered her $13.50.
No, she's been for years. She's been making at least $15.75. She's never had a raise, and she's never had a day off.
So did Chrishell tell you what our discussion went as far as her rate? I don't think
you tell me, because I don't know. All I know is that I've been in the waiver, home serve waiver program for the Commonwealth since 2005. This has never happened.
Okay, so let me go over what I discussed with Chrishell.
All right.
So that we can offer her a rate of $13.50. She is making overtime hours. So she's going to get paid $13.50 for the first 40 hours. And then
I know what the law is, but that's not going to work. She's been made, even with overtime, even with overtime, she's been making $15.75. You can't determine. Well, I'm interrupting you because what you're saying does not work for us.
You
for me.
Finish explaining, ma'am. You're not letting me finish. ABC News national
correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Go ahead.
As I was saying, she's going to be making $13.50 for the first 40 hours. Since the case was approved for 60 hours, the next 20 hours, she's going to be making a rate of $20.25. That's our overtime rate for her.
Okay.
So on average, if you calculate everything, as I did with Chrishell, and I told her, she's going to be making $15.75 an hour.
I hear what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying, but for me, it is not acceptable. I don't know if she's going to accept that because she's the DCW. I am the client. And she had, even with the overtime, she has all the law in Pennsylvania is all over 40 time and a half. She's been making a straight $15.75 since she came on board. That hourly rate should not change, even with overtime.
So, I mean, she said it was okay when we discussed it, and then I got this call when I was out of office. So if she wants to request that rate of $15.75, I can...
I'm requesting it. Excuse me, Monica. Sorry. It's not okay with me. Because good caregivers are hard to get. And I don't understand what gives your company, which I don't even want, the authority to drop her hourly rate, even before overtime. She's always made that rate. No one has ever questioned it. You see? And I don't request it. I protest. And if you can tell me who to go to for that, I've spoken with the insurance company. And if it doesn't work out, I'm going to call the governor's office because this is not right. The money doesn't come out of anybody's pocket except the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And they have not notified anyone that makes that rate. Some companies pay $20 an hour, right through to overtime. I requested last year with the old service coordinator for 4 more hours a week, not for her, but for someone else. This will cut down on the overtime, and I really need it. And get ready to have another surgery. and it's minor. It's only an overnight stay. So it might be a one-day procedure. I don't know. But it's still considered surgery. I'm sorry. This is one of the reasons why I made the surgery. It's affecting my voice. I had this condition about 10 years ago. It paralyzed both of my vocal cords. Are you in a position to protest that rate or tell me what to do to keep her rate? Now, as far as the company that cuts the checks, they're okay with it. She's good until December with that rate.
What I can do is I can request this rate for Chriselle, and then I can have a manager call you if the request is denied.
All right. That's a start.
If it's approved, then I will let Chriselle know.
But if you will.
Then she's going to get a call. You can get a call from the manager.
Okay, that's good. But bear in mind, please, Malika, that she's not new. If she was new coming in, it would be okay, probably. I mean, you can't even hire anybody for that rate today. She should at least be making what she's making now, straight through. If I had another caregiver, there wouldn't even have to be any overtime. I've been requesting that, actually, before the old caregiver got in. And she was very poor. She never did anything. And by the way, I was at the doctor's office yesterday, and I requested copies of what you requested for the bar, the shower bars, and the chair lift. And they're going to mail it to me. So as soon as I get it, they're pretty good.
I'm not the coordinator of the case, so I don't handle any particular requirements with your case in particular. I'm just the onboarding coordinator that's in charge of onboarding Chriselle. So I'm not sure what you're referring to. I wouldn't be the best person.
Well, you asked me to forward that information to you about the shower bars and the chairlift.
No, I'm not. No, I haven't been in contact with you at all. This is the first time that I'm speaking with you.
No, Malika. The last time I talked to you, you gave me your cell phone to call you and send. Hold on.
No, my name is not Malika. My name is Monica.
Okay, Monica. I'm so sorry. I thought you said Malika with the M. You know, look, I apologize. And what's your company?
This is Family First Care.
Now, nobody's ever heard of your company. I spoke to the insurance company, and no one's ever heard of you. When I first called your company, this was my request to get a new company that has service coordinators that can do a good job for me. The Amcord is not good for me. It's not good. And I never even agreed to your company. I made a request, and your company took it and ran with it. I never even agreed to your company. So I don't know if you remember that, but that's kind of convenient. But, I know how this works because I've been in the program. When I came into the program in 2005, there was one or two agencies, now they're on every street corner. So, you know, I'm going to have to put things back the way they were. The insurance company has never heard of your company.
Okay, do you want to reach back out to your insurance company and see what you want to do?
Well, I tell you what I want to do. I want to keep things the way they are. That's what I want to do.
Okay, so you don't want to come with Family First Care?
No, because you don't even have a service coordinator for me. That was my purpose in calling your company the first time. and I still have AMCord. I still have the same service coordinator, but I've already worked that out with AMCord.
Let me probably have a manager call you, because I do see here a note from a manager that states that they did speak to your service coordinator.
I'm sorry?
Who, the manager spoke to your service coordinator. So I don't know.
Okay.
Again,
that doesn't do anything for me.
Your case directly, but I can have a manager call you so they can you can clarify any sort of confusions or questions that you might have. And then you can
I don't have any questions. If you would tell the manager that I don't want anything to do with your company.
Okay, sounds great. I'll let them know.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day. You're welcome. Bye-bye.